fashion day. Rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
Hey everybody, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. My name is Mike, I'll be your gracious host. Along with me, of course, I have the Angry Texan.
I'm still not watching any damn football.
We have our producer Johnny over there. Hey Johnny, how's it going?
I'm producing.
Oh, that's good. You're doing a good job, by the way. And of course, we have our resident comedian. Hey, Devin, what's going on, buddy?
I am comedianing.
Good job. I see you have. I see how you have all of your regular trinkets. You have the monkey from what is that? Is that
Family Guy monkey? Yeah.
Oh yeah, the evil monkey. And you have Quagmire. Hey, Quagmire.
Giggity.
Yeah. So this is yet again another teaser leading up to our January 28th premiere of Kings of the Podcastle, Episode 1, The Beginning, which you can find on iTunes. If you go there right now, you can subscribe to our podcast.
For free.
For free, absolutely. Just go to iTunes and search Kings of the Podcastle. You can also check us out if you don't have iTunes or if you're an anti-Apple guy, which means I hate you. You can go to kingsofthepodcastle.com because everything that goes up on iTunes, of course, goes up on our website, which we have open now, I believe. Like it's fully ready to go. You can check out a little bit of details about
the cast. Haven't quite worked out the child porn section yet, but it will be up very soon.
Eventually, we're going to have that on there. Right. So there are a couple of things that I'd like to cover on this.
Wow.
I tried to move past that.
I'm not involved.
You can't.
I know.
Chris
I know.
Hansen.
I tried to move past, but nobody was going to let me.
He's like, it will be up shortly.
And Chris Hansen, if you're listening, I have nothing to do with this dipshit idea.
And that was just a joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, of course. And we should put a rim shot after every single one of them. Let me see if I...
Come over here and have a seat.
There you go.
Have a seat over here, folks.
So there's a couple of things I want to cover maybe on this teaser. One of them, there's a lot of stuff going on in the news that are big stories. One of them is Monte Teo, the linebacker from Notre Dame. He's got the made-up ex-girlfriend. Does anybody have an opinion on this?
What is the deal?
I'm
kind of in the...
You're in the dark
on this.
Okay,
one, yeah.
For those of you who are in the dark and haven't heard anything, if you have been living under a rock for the last week...
Me.
Monte Teo is he's a linebacker for Notre Dame.
Right.
Basically, he had this big sob story at the beginning of the season. His grandmother died, and within 6 days of his grandmother dying, his girlfriend dies as well. Apparently, she got into a car accident. She was diagnosed with bone marrow cancer, I believe. Some sort of cancer. Don't quote me on that.
So she had cancer and got into a car accident.
Yes. Both of these things happened. And within 6 days of his grandmother dying, which turned out to be a true story, his girlfriend supposedly died.
Wow.
Yes, yeah.
That was on ESPN. They had a big thing about
it. A huge thing.
So anyway, she had bone cancer, had a car accident, and didn't exist at all.
And the thing that turned out, yes, is she did not exist at all.
Yeah, I think
turns
out she actually started that with "she didn't exist at all." First,
I could have, but I wanted to lead him in.
So you're telling me she's okay though? like we don't need to pray for her anymore. Like,
right?
She's okay.
Yeah.
She's no longer in pain.
But it turns out that she was completely made up. And my opinion on it is, personally, I don't give a rat's ass. I really don't. I just, like, he's a football player, and that's it. Let it be done. But apparently, it's a huge deal.
Why did he do it?
That's the big question.
I want attention because mommy and daddy didn't used to give me attention, you guys.
Well, the only thing I can think of is he ended up being a Heisman Trophy runner-up. And he went this whole season with all this media attention. So the only thing that people are saying as critics are is that he was trying to further his career by being the center of attention and having this great, you know, warm-up
sob story.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
So, but basically, like the Angry Texan said, she's okay. We don't have to pray for her.
But here's the thing that bothers me the most. Like, let's say he really did fall for this online girl and he really did think that she was real. And he really was distraught over her death. When you find out that she's not real,
yeah,
do you really say something? Like, I don't know.
Right. I would, you just want to keep living the lies and just stop talking about it and hope that nobody
else. Let's move on.
I would have tried to at least make some kind of fabricated story like, oh, no, I was just testing out my screenplay that I want Hollywood to pick up.
Right.
I mean, that would have got him some more attention. And Spielberg might have been like.
Somebody did the very same thing. It was a female actress who got caught shoplifting in Hollywood, and she said she was studying for a part of a kleptomaniac.
That was Winona Ryder.
That's right. Yeah. What an excuse.
See, if that had happened to me and they were like, you know, she isn't real, I would come out and be like, no, she is real. She just didn't die. And I would weekend at Bernie's that shit. Like, I would dig up like some chick from like the grave, and I just would walk around with like popsicle sticks attached to us and stuff. I would just be like, yeah, this is the girl I was talking to you about. She's here. She's alive. And
I bet she's dead in bed.
Oh.
Well, that brings me to my next. That brings me to my next point.
And you are mad at me for the child porn comment.
So. Was those just empty masturbating nights? I mean, he looks at the towel and there's nothing.
Oh, these
anymore.
Wasted Kleenex.
Okay, donkey. All right, let's move on to the next story.
Put the Kleenex back in the box.
The other big story from the week, of course, is Lance Armstrong, who came out on Oprah, not being gay, obviously. He confessed on Oprah that he took steroids, EPO, blood doping, all of that to win all seven of his Tour de France. And he even admitted that he doesn't think that it would be possible to win the Tour de France seven times in a row without doing the blood doping, because so many people are doing it.
So he's saying all of his opponents in all of those events were also doping.
From what I understand, he hasn't named anybody specifically, but he is saying that it was kind of rampant. It was kind of the way of life. And he didn't look at it as cheating. He looked at it as the only way to make it an even playing field. My opinion on this is, okay, he did it, and let's move on. Anyone else have?
Yeah.
I have just a little bit to say.
You do?
Okie dokie. Let's hear it.
All right. I am from Texas, and of course, everybody that's ever been to Texas, you know, we take pride in being a Texan and where we come from and yada, yada, Alamo, Sam Houston, blah, blah, blah. So my take is, here you go, Lance Armstrong. This is what I have to say to you. You stupid fucking cheating bitch.
God almighty.
It obviously took you a fucking set of balls to come out and say that you fucking cheated after you told us for the longest time that you didn't cheat.
Can we drop the F-bomb a little bit?
So
I think he is a couple times.
So obviously you didn't have a set. Oh, wait. You lost a nut due to cancer. Then everybody followed you in the whole world saying, well, here he goes. This is a cancer survivor winning the Tour de France. And you cheated. You cheated. You cheated. It doesn't matter if you did this equal playing field. You still cheated. If 20 people are cheating and they jumped off a bridge, you jumped off with them, dipshit.
Oh, my God. Well.
So rot in hell. Get hit by an 18-wheeler on your little bicycle. Smash. I don't give a shit anymore. Let's move on.
Wow. Awesome.
And Sheryl Crow's stupid, too.
Well, that's how Greg feels about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Otherwise known, of course, as you can see, the angry Texan.
The angry Texan.
But unfortunately, though, really, this is how everybody feels about it. Not everybody, but a lot of people.
A lot of people.
I actually do not feel that way.
You don't?
I think he's lying for publicity.
You think that he's lying and saying that he's doing it?
Yes.
That he still has two nuts?
Okay, hold on. No, he's saying he's doing it. Look at Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
Steroids? You're fucking telling me that guy does steroids.
Yeah.
That's like Precious saying I'm bulimic. I mean, like, the guy is fucking, like,
right?
20 pounds. He's like, yeah, I've been doping for 10 years. No, you haven't.
No. Well, I mean, either he was doing it and he wasn't lifting. I mean, you know, he wasn't lifting to build body mass.
Oprah's ratings have been tanking on her network, and she's been needing something really bad. So she went up to him, and she was like, listen, Lance, you know, you're already stripped of your titles.
Right.
Just come out and say you did it. We know you didn't do it. And he's going to come out there, and he's she's going to say, yes, I did. I doped. And then her ratings are going to go through the roof. And then the only real loss in here is cancer. And nobody really cares about that anymore because I think we're kind of, you know, coming past that, right? No?
We're past cancer?
No, I don't think so.
No, I know. Battling so. That?
Yeah, I think we're God, still, Jesus we're still trying so to find long. A cure. Well,
if he lied about doping for so long, I mean, how do we know he didn't lie about cancer, too?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to
I
be honest.
I have not seen his balls. Have you?
How do we know that Oprah doesn't have cancer?
God almighty. All right, this has gone. This has gone way too
fat.
Far.
I mean, cancer victims are very skinny.
This is true.
All right. Moving on.
Maybe the cancer negated his steroids. He should do a something on this because he should be huge, but the cancer was keeping his muscles down. So therefore, he really wasn't cheating because the cancer was making the playing field even.
Yeah, it was his part
even.
Of his chemo.
It could have been. It could
cancer
have been.
He was on chemoroids.
Yeah, somehow I'm not sure that any of that's
I
true.
I think we're going to be banned from iTunes.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, man, we're
this,
making fun
none of
cancer,
this was about Steve Jobs.
Yeah, okay. So okay. Rest so there you have it. Steve.
Steve Jobs.
No, Lance Armstrong admits that he's doing steroids. The real fact of the matter, in my opinion, is the guy is a bicyclist. He's the guy who put bicycling on the map. They
it's
owe
on
him
the map
something.
Now.
Yeah. I mean, well, he won 7 Tour de France. Did you even know that the fucking Tour de France existed before this guy?
No,
true.
Good point. I mean, come on.
Like,
I
didn't Greg even know LeMond, France
he was
existed.
He was an English or American bicyclist that won the Tour de France back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like early 90s, Greg LeMond.
I was like smoking weed for the first time back then. I have no idea.
So the American with the French name won the Tour de France.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ironic, actually.
It is. Quite a bit.
Did somebody just say that Steve Jobs did steroids?
No.
Would that
no.
be iroids?
Iroids.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Wait.
That deserves a womp, womp, womp.
Oh, yeah. It probably does. Screw
you, Bob Barker. I didn't even want to be on the show.
Let's move on. Okay. So we covered Monte Teo. We covered Lance Armstrong. And now we want to cover something that one of our fans has requested on our Facebook page, which, by the way, you can go to facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle and check it out. We had a friend named Devin, a fan, who wanted us to explain to her what a dirty leg is.
Really?
Okay, so who wants to take this first?
I will.
All right, Donovan, go ahead.
Because when I was introduced to the word, apparently it was a word with these guys that we all worked for, and it was a word, I guess, from Texas, I don't know. And I started working with these guys in New Jersey, and they were talking about dirty legs. And we were doing a sound check in the theme park we were working in. And I did a sound check and went, check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, dirty leg. Because I had no idea really what it really meant.
Uh-huh.
And then they bum rushed me and said, dude, don't say that word. So it's a very bad word, apparently. And
thank you for describing it so well.
Yeah,
now
you
that
just,
I know exactly
yeah, I know.
What it is.
All you did is further the confusion.
Well, no,
you gave your history.
It's my personal
history of the word.
I know. I'm getting to that. Shut up.
What is it that Greg said last time? Is how? Where is the trace? And how do I cut to it?
Here we go. Dirty leg is basically a slutty, dirty girl that you would find at a bar or wherever, and she might have all of her teeth. She might not.
She may be missing a few.
She might be great from the neck down, and then butterface or vice versa or something along those lines.
Now, what is a butterface?
Butterface. Great body, butterface.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I like it.
The way my friend used to describe it, he said it's like owning a Porsche and having a brand new cherry red paint job on it.
Uh-huh.
Nice tires, nice rims, beautiful inside. But right when you get into it, you realize somebody's taken a baseball bat and smashed the fucking windshield in. You can't drive anywhere.
It's like got a Pinto engine in
there.
Yeah, it's like it's got a great body, but it doesn't really go anywhere.
Something like that.
Yeah. But a dirty leg would be, and you can hear this, and please feel free to use this term on your own free means. A woman, what I see is like a woman in like skinny jeans, like Wranglers that don't have a pocket, like back pockets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys, you remember those?
Yeah. Rocky Mountains.
Rocky Mountains. I knew you would know what they are.
Yeah.
But they have no back pocket. And she might have a really nice butt and she's got these great jeans on. And then she turns around and her hair is like all wiry. Like she she's fried herself at some point. She might be missing a few teeth. And just
she has the remnants of having seven kids in her front pouch.
Yeah, yeah, right. They're not stretch marks.
Like
an
Australian kangaroo or something.
Like a tiger has stripes. She has stretch marks, and, right. And it's like this body just has experience.
Here's the one key thing about what makes her a dirty leg instead of just an ugly woman. A dirty leg is someone who you might actually consider hooking up with.
Right. After a heavy night of drinking.
Yeah, after either a heavy night of drinking, maybe you're on a dry spell, or maybe you know for a fact that your friends won't hang out about it. They won't find out about it.
Right.
And that is what makes a dirty leg. A dirty leg is that they are somewhat still attractive in some weird way.
Huh. Yeah.
Does anybody agree with that?
Yeah, I'm with you.
But there's something dirty about them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Like she might have that tore up Lynyrd Skynyrd shirt that's got she cut the neck out so you can see her boobs a little bit better.
She actually got it during their first tour.
Yeah. Or she actually just comes up to you and says, "Hey, do you want to do me?"
Like, right.
9 times out of 10, I respond to.
You see her in the bars in Florida, and she's got a hot chick with her, and it's her daughter, and she's like, "Oh, this is my sister."
Let's see some ID.
Yeah, please.
Oh, wow. Y'all have the same last name, except for yours has 20 hyphens.
All right. Well, there you have it. We are the Kings of the Podcastle. You can check us out at kingsofthepodcastle.com. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle. Or the most important thing you can do is go to iTunes, search for Kings of the Podcastle, and subscribe. The newest thing that we have for you is an email address. You can email all of us. It's all at kingsofthepodcastle.com. So you can email Mike, Greg, John, or Devin at kingsofthepodcastle.com. Make sure that you go to iTunes and subscribe. We're going to see you guys next week on January 28th for the premiere of episode 1, The Beginning. We'll see you then.
Lance Armstrong's a bitch.